been listening to Final Girl. My name is Claire Kilborn, and I'll be back with you Monday at 8 p.m. See you later.
No one man should have all that culture, but this club can, you know we got the most, FCA's got GDMs every other Thursday.
FCA@UMD.com.
The University of Maryland Farmers Market can be found weekly at Taz Plaza.
All right, what is up? This is WMEC FM College Park 90.5, where college radio is good radio. I am Jersa. I am your host for today. And this is Foreign Invasion, where we talk about different scenes and genres from throughout the world. And today we're going to be talking about some Asian shoegaze music. I am a huge shoegaze fan, so I am really excited to be playing some of this music. There's some really cool stuff that comes out of Japan and Korea, and even I have a song from China and Singapore. So this will be a fun show. For the first set of songs, we're going to be playing two. They're more dream poppy, I would actually say. The first song is going to be Optical by Stargaze Shelter. There's this cool, individual Japanese artist. And the second song we'll be playing is Cosmic Realignment by Subsonic Eye. There's this really cool, indie rock band from Singapore. Their first few albums were pretty dream poppy, shoegazy. Last few albums are pretty math rocky, which is really cool. So this is Optical by Stargaze Shelter and Cosmic Realignment by Subsonic Eye.
I'm not afraid to
said that was gonna be my car when I turned the keys to you.
What? No, I didn't. I never said that.
I remember. I was in third grade.
All right, that was Optical by Stargaze Shelter, Cosmic Realignment by Subsonic Eye, and I played one more song. It's called Pigeon Whistle by Default. Default is this really cool Chinese shoegaze group. They're pretty cool. They're probably best well known for their EP, California Nebula, which is like this like very kind of ambient record for shoegaze. I think it's pretty cool. There's a lot of long songs on this album. Outside of the intro, every song on the album is over like 5 minutes. A lot of them are like 9-10 minutes. But it's a really cool album. So the next few songs we're playing are a little more on the heavier side of shoegaze. The first song we're playing is Iro no Aru Bashohi by this band called Walrus. They're really cool. I think they combine like the Alice in Chains kind of grunge sound of with like shoegaze music, which I think is really cool. They're one of the older shoegaze Japanese shoegaze bands. They're from like 2000. I think this album is 2000 2001, something like that. It's really cool. I think it's really cool to see some of the heavier side of shoegaze come out of such an earlier time. Next song we'll be playing is Drop You Vivid Colors by Luminous Orange. I think this is just a really cool shoegaze song. And then the next song we'll be playing is by a legendary, probably maybe the most legendary shoegaze artist band from Japan, Honey Dip. And we're gonna be playing their most popular song, Summer's Gone. I think this is like this really beautiful track that really gets you very so much immersed, and I think is really cool. So this is Iro no Aru Bashoni by Walrus, Drop You Vivid Colors by Luminous Orange, and Summer's Gone Second Season Version by Honey Dip.
Thank you.
Apologies for that. I forgot I was signing into this Spotify on this computer. Anyway, I was going to fade that song out anyway. So that was Iro no Aro Basho ni by Walrus, Drop You Vivid Colors by Luminous Orange, and Summer is Gone by Honey Dip. Yeah, so the next few songs we're going to be playing, I think, are more... more on the upbeat side a little bit. I think they do both, all three of these songs do stuff that's really cool with like what's it called, like synth or like MIDI instruments. The first song we're playing is Structural Formula for You by Tokenai Tamai. It's off the album Waiting at Time Machine. It's just really cool. They have this really unique like synthesizer sound that I think like it's hard to find. I think what a lot of Asian shoegaze does is really cool, which is I think a little hard to find in a lot of American shoegaze, is that they use a lot of synthesizers. The only other really two bands I can think of is like Tagabao kind of uses it, and like Sweet Trip obviously, but like I think they do this really cool thing where they have the synth playing like a little like lead part instead of like a guitar, which is pretty cool. The next song is by a legendary band, My Dead Girlfriend. When we're playing To Wa Fude, off the album Hades, the Nine Stages of Change at the Deceased Remains. This is a really cool album. The first time I listened to this, I was like amazed like how like interesting this album really was. And then the last song, it's probably the most important shoegaze act that is come out of that's not come out of America in the past decade or so. We're obviously talking about Paranol. They are a Korean one-man band. We're playing Beautiful World by their breakout album To See the Next Part of the Dream. Paranol is pretty well known nowadays. They got really big on like Rate Your Music and Reddit and stuff like that. I got recommended this band, actually, interestingly enough, from my AP literature teacher of all people. He was like, he saw that I was like in the shoegaze, and he's like, you should check out this album. And I checked it out, and it was really awesome. But Paranol is pretty well known, especially for having so many side projects. He has like the Humoric project. He has like that folky kind of project he's been releasing songs off of recently. And what's cool about this album, I think, is that this album is outside vocals, obviously, is fully produced in MIDI. Like, there are zero live instruments. The drums, the guitar, the bass, the piano, that's all pre-programmed in on a DAW, which I think is really cool. And I think it's like a really, it's a big accomplishment, I think, like to have these instruments that sound so realistic, but still sound, but still be pre-programmed in. So this is Structural Formula of You by Tokenai Yame, Te Wo Fude by My Dead Girlfriend, and Beautiful World by Paranol. All right. That was Structural Formula for You by Tokenai Yame, Te Wo Forte by My Dead Girlfriend, and Beautiful World by Paranol. All right. For the next three songs we're playing, I think, even more kind of upbeat songs. I think these are some really cool songs. The first song we're playing is by Asian Glow. They're a Korean emo artist. They released a pretty good album last year, but I'm not going to be playing something for that. I'm actually going to be playing their cover of the Blade song, The Flag Is Raised. I thought this was really cool. Funnily enough, I've heard of both of those songs separately. Like, I heard the Asian Glow version because I was into Asian Glow, and obviously I've listened to the Blade version. And I didn't make the connection that this is a cover of the Blade song until yesterday when I was making this playlist. And my roommate came in, he's like, oh, is that the Blade song? I was like, oh no, it's by a band named Asian Glow. And then we realized that, wait, this is just a cover. Next song we're playing is called Kokudo Slope by Kinoko Tekuku. It's off this album called Eureka. I think this is the best Japanese shoegaze album, I think. They're pretty cool. A lot of their older stuff is more shoegazy, a lot of the newer stuff's more indie rocky. But this is a really fun mix of like indie rock and shoegaze, which I think they do really well. I think it's kind of a little bit of an unexplored field. Obviously you have bands like Always doing similar things. But I think a lot more could be done in that kind of mix. The next song after that is going to be Night Is Young by Yuragi. This is just, I think, a really special song to me. I really got into this song in, like, junior year. I think it's a really beautiful, long song. So this is The Flag Is Rage, Kokudo Slope, and The Night Is Young. We'll be right back.
光線をまたぐほど今日東京は地上に星がある。街に雨が降ってるって赤い傘差す象徴が浮く。右足の痛みがなくなんないままで加速してゆく日々の中、右足だけずっと1月のまま1月のまま1月のまま。
Alright, that was The Flag is Raised, Coco Do Slope, and Night is Young. Alright, so for this last song we're going to be playing, it's going to be by this band. It's called The Sleepwalk. They're honestly pretty obscure, to be honest. Like, a lot of their, what's it called? Like, discography on YouTube has, like, barely over, not even 1,000. But I think this is really cool. They do this, like, they do the IDM drum and bass thing with shoegaze, but they did it before Sweet Trip did it, which is pretty, I think, interesting. So, yeah, so this is Call For You by The Sleepwalk.